We'll see. It'll be the hottest recording we've had out of here. Started the recording.
Alright, I'm gonna get the band. Alright. And so then I'll just go through when I see a song, I'll
Yeah, it'll the others will have titles in between.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Alright.
And if you see, this is all clearly labeled back here. So if you see anything out of whack, then this should be pretty good.
Drive.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mount Ridge Bible Chapel. It's great to see each and every one of you here. I have to tell you, this is the seventh year that we're doing this, and it's one of our favorite days of the year. So it's great to have all of you to be a part of it with us. We're very excited about it. We're excited about the kids who are going to be involved. And so before we jump in and let you all enjoy the concert, we're just going to say a quick word of prayer to thank the Lord for the blessing of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who we're going to celebrate tonight. So let's pray together. Our God and Father, we're once again grateful to be under the sound of music that celebrates this time of the year that we love so much, that reminds us of the preciousness of a gift, Lord, and of the greatest gift that was given, Your Son, who came for us, Lord, that we might have peace and that we might enjoy love and joy in our hearts. And so we just ask that Your Spirit would be here tonight to bless each one in a very special way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, enjoy the show.
Let's take that moon to Morrison's. strip. Tangled in a cord. It happens. It'll happen two more times tonight.
Keep it now.
Drums, then 5 seconds later someone else is on the drums, and then 5 seconds later something else. There's always something going on here. It's a very talented crew, so just like kind of keep an eye on that. And if there are any kids in the audience that want to come up on the stadium here, this is a magic carpet for Christmas, so feel free to come up, or I'll have to come and drag you up. Oh, got one. You need the ears. He needs the things. Miss Shauna is going to take care of you. Because when you're on this magic carpet, you're truly a snowflake. Just don't float away too far. We're not talking about Santa right now, okay? Thank you, Haley. Thanks for getting all the waters from the magic carpet.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the
Jesus asleep on the hay. Thank you.
Sam's still in high school. Sam's on election. And Daniel's in junior high, I'm just saying. So we're looking for some guys. You might be up here with us, but let me take a moment to introduce the band too. We also have our Katie, our fantastic singer on piano. We have Henry joining us this year, and he plays every instrument.
Thank you.
We have a little surprise coming up, I'm just saying. Don't mind that interruption. Pretend you didn't see it. That. It does make me think, what am I doing New Year's Eve? I haven't even got my tree yet. Has anyone else gotten their tree? Who got the tree? Oh, of course you did. And you got the photo ops and everything, right? Well, and how many of you have a real tree? Real tree? Right here. Right here. Fake trees? Wow. It's a lot more than I thought. What? You have fake tree too? Now the question is, when you grow up, what are you going to do? Are you going to have a fake tree or a real tree when you grow up? Because you can make your own decision. What's going on? What? I don't know. Where these people are coming from?
Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas cheering, but I pause because
present. I see a little kid present.
Thank you. time so far?
And I think to myself,
wonderful song, thank you. And I had the opportunity to see the words of that song before planning things that I would say tonight. And one of the really special things about that song is there's a lot of parts of the verses that allude to scriptures. I want to read you just 8 verses from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1. And just take a few minutes to think about the reason for the season. Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels, he says, "Who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire." But to the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." It's Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. One of the things in the first stanza, I'm going to look at this passage and relate it to the song that you just heard from me. And in the first verse, it mentions the mystery unfolds. Think seriously, do you appreciate the mystery of God coming into the world as a baby boy? You may struggle with the concept of someone so great as God being clothed, as it were, with flesh. But if God were to come into the world, wouldn't you expect his birth to be supernatural? The song tells us that Mary was a virgin. No other human baby in history was born of a virgin. In Hebrews chapter 1, we read that when he, God, brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "And let all the angels of God worship him." Think of that. Of all the babies ever born, there's only one that the angels were commanded to worship. Have you ever seen an angel in worship or heard an angel singing? I know I have not. This also is a mystery of God. The angels are spirits. Think of them like flames of fire. But the Son is the King. God says to him, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom." If he is God's king sent here for us, what do we think of the king? Would you prepare a room in your house for the king? What about in your heart? In the second stanza of the song, we heard about who Jesus was. He was and is the promised one. Only one baby was promised who would come into the world to save his people from their sins. His name would be called Emmanuel, which is God with us. God spoke in history to his people Israel, and many times and in different ways he gave his word through the prophets. They wished that they could see the fulfillment of the prophecies, but they endured as having not seen them yet. That was the promise, that God would be with his people. we as a people here in America don't really know what that was like. Israel alone had a promised Messiah. In Paul's words, those outside of Israel were strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But for us tonight, that does not have to be the case. And why is that? Because in his mercy, God sent his unique Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him shouldn't perish, but have eternal life. The second stanza of Prepare Him Room says, the promise has come to be. The promise was meant for Israel, but in his grace it's become true for all who believe. He can be a light in the darkness of our spiritually blind condition. He can provide the spiritual food that we can eat and have our hearts satisfied with the word of life. What is your condition tonight? Are you in the darkness? Do you hunger spiritually? Or has your heart been prepared for the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ? I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. He told the crowds that followed him, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. John 6:35. Do you have ears to hear tonight? If you do, put your trust in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a king, and his kingdom is coming soon. Those who believe in him are the subjects of the king. You might say to me, Doug, how do I do that? The third verse tells us a little bit about the way. You slow down. Our busy hearts have kept us from seeing him. He's knocking at the door of our heart, just like Joseph and Mary knocked on the door of the inn in Bethlehem. Can you hear that knock above the din of noise in your heart? Will you turn him away? Or say, come in, Lord. There's room in my heart for you. See what wonders God has done. He sent his Son, fully God and fully human, to Bethlehem's manger, Calvary's cross, and the garden tomb. He rose from the grave victorious, also that you and I might have the good news tonight that God loves us. Whether we see him as a king tonight or not, changes nothing. Christ is risen, and he has received a name that's above every name, that at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, everyone will bow. One day, everyone will praise that name. Dear friend, God is opening your heart tonight by his great love displayed. He told us in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How do I trust the Lord? By believing in what he has done for me, by taking my place on the cross. He suffered for our punishment, and his suffering was sufficient to pay for all our sins once and for all. There's nothing that I could ever do to earn salvation. Why don't you prepare him room tonight by responding to his gracious gift of his only begotten Son? When you do, you will know who the King of Glory is. Prepare him room. Prepare him room. Let the King of Glory enter in.
save the church.
We will.
Behold him, I can imagine.